This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us now from the land of the truth about guns.com is their editor in chief, and that is one young Dan Zimmerman. How are you doing, sir?
How are you, sir? You dodging Omicron?
I saw something the other day that I found interesting about Omicron. Somebody got out there and said, if you've had the vaccine and you've had COVID?
I've had both.
You probably don't need a booster to keep you safe from Omicron.
Good to hear.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But probably the main part of that is had COVID.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, but I want to start with this because this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Have you ever seen those European roads or those in the Alps where they're going up the mountain, they have these cutback turns going up, cutback turns going down?
Yeah, and usually without guardrails.
Yes. That's what I'm going to read a quote that you guys have got on The Truth About Guns. This is from Marianne Franks, which from here on out, that is an easy way to say stupid. Here is her comment. And this is from, an article. Review the first two amendments. The Second Amendment's idiosyncratic and anachronistic focus on militias and arms degrades the concept of self-defense. The right to safeguard one's life should not be conflated with or reduced to the right to use a weapon, especially a weapon that is so much more likely to inflict injury and death than to avoid it, which I thought was the whole point of it being a weapon. Far better would be an amendment that guarantees a meaningful right to the bodily autonomy and obligates the government to implement reasonable measures to protect public health and safety. Now, I'm not going down to the bold part of it, the italics part. How many switchbacks is that? That's one, two, three. That's about six switchbacks right there, just in that one. What in the fresh hell is bodily autonomy?
Well,
does that mean I don't have to take the vaccine?
I'm thinking that you wouldn't under her redefinition of the Second Amendment. But just to give people a little background, our friends at the Boston Globe decided that the Bill of Rights needs some freshening, and the Constitution needs to be rewritten. And so they have recruited some galaxy brains to do just that, and one of whom is Marianne Franks, who is a law professor at the University of Miami, and she's taken it upon herself to rewrite both the First and the Second Amendment, and her little preamble to what she thinks the Second Amendment should be is what you just read. And she just doesn't really like the fact that the Second Amendment even mentions guns. And in fact, I found a quote of hers because she's a big proponent of women's empowerment through self-defense skills.
Probably autonomy.
Yeah, guns are not part of that. She's a Krav Maga teacher, apparently. And she says, what troubles me about Florida when it comes to the psychology of self-defense is that our answer for defending ourselves is always a gun. Krav Maga is a nuanced approach to defending oneself and protecting one's space. You can respond effectively, but no one gets shot, no one dies. That's wonderful.
Shortly after you defended yourself with Krav Maga, the unicorn comes flying by.
Well, yeah, what happens if the person from whom you're trying to defend yourself is armed? What if they have a tire iron?
What if they're a Krav Maga master?
What if they have a knife? What if they have a gun? You're going to be at a distinct disadvantage. She doesn't address that part. She seems to have a lot of considerations above and beyond self-defense in her rewrite of the Second Amendment. And so this is her rewrite. You know, as I'm sure your audience all knows, the Second Amendment is very simple. It says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And that, of course, has been interpreted by the Supreme Court to be an individual right to own a firearm.
So, question. Do they understand that there's already a way to do this, that they can get all of these things taken care of if they want to throw the nation into a constitutional convention? Do they get that? Or do they think that they should just be able to get out there and say, we've decided it needs to be rewritten, therefore we would be the rewriters?
The founders, in their wisdom, created a process for changing or amending the Constitution. Right there. They purposely made it difficult. It's a pretty high hurdle. It's a very heavy lift, but there's a way to do that. And if she gets her way, this is what Professor Franks would have the Second Amendment say. All people have the right to bodily autonomy consistent with the right of other people to do the same, including the right to defend themselves against unlawful force and the right of self-determination in reproductive matters. The government shall take reasonable measures to protect the health and safety of the public as a whole. Okay, so we've got a couple of things here. Obviously, she is trying to shoehorn a right to abortion into the Constitution,
right,
which didn't exist until Roe v. Wade. And then she's trying to obligate the government to protect us all. And,
but, I mean, what she's saying there, isn't the Supreme Court sort of say that, too? I mean, they look at a society as a whole. No individual has a right to protection from the police, or should expect that, right?
The police are not now obligated to protect anyone. That has been well determined by the Supreme Court.
These guys know no shame, I swear to God.
No, she knows exactly what she's doing here. And, of course, she knows that this will never happen. This is a pie-in-the-sky, as you say, unicorn, flatulent emission she'd love to see happen, but it never will and doesn't have a chance of ever coming to pass.
These people that do this stuff, I mean, do you think they're cognizant of how much time they're wasting of their life getting out here and doing? I mean,
maybe.
Here's the thing about a weapon. Weapons are dangerous. That's why I carry one.
Yes. Yes, that's what makes them effective.
Yes, that's the whole explanation behind the allure of carrying a weapon. They're dangerous. If I pull a weapon out and I know what I'm doing and the business end is pointed at you, danger, Will Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit before we go to break. This article is at the top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. This is where Dan toils day in and day out, except next week he won't be. And we'll talk about that later. But it is still, more prolific than any other website out there when it comes to the gun culture as it is today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock 'em Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And let's go talk about this smiling jack. What's this guy's name? Idaho Sheriff. What? Which Idaho Sheriff are we talking about?
This Idaho Sheriff, excuse me, is Bingham County Sheriff Craig Rowland.
He seems very proud, and I guess is that his official portrait?
That is his official portrait.
So, apparently he pointed a gun at girls and he threatened to shoot a church group leader, and he's blaming all of that on daylight savings time.
Among some other things, but that's what he cited. And he apparently had a really bad day. There was a church group, a bunch of girls, who were going from house to house in a certain neighborhood putting thank you notes in the shape of turkeys on doors in the week before Thanksgiving, you know, which is, of course, horrible. And what they would do is they would tape it on the front door and they'd ring the bell and run away so that whoever the person was would find the note and wouldn't know who left it. Well,
did he think they were playing Ding Dong Ditch or something?
Yeah, apparently. One good thing is that he had a Ring doorbell on his door, which turned out to work against him because that recorded him finding the note and saying to himself, this is frickin' BS,
mm-hmm.
and then calling to his wife and saying, get my gun. So apparently that really set him off. And when the girls got into a car that was driven by their church group leader and drove past his house after they'd finished putting up the thank you notes in the neighborhood, he got out in the middle of the road and stopped the car. And then he dragged the church leader to the group leader out of the car by her hair and pointed a gun at her head. Before that, pointing the gun at a couple of the girls as well. You can imagine how that went. You know, that was awful. That had been pretty dramatic, but certainly for the woman and the girls, too, wondering if this crazy SOV was going to shoot this woman in front of them. Fortunately, he didn't, and he let them go. There was an investigation. They actually brought in a state attorney general to do the investigation. And he has been charged with a couple felonies and a misdemeanor. And when they asked him, you know, were you drunk? What was going on? He said, no. I had one drink earlier in the night, but I had all my faculties with me. I was clear as a freaking bell, he said. and then he said, Rowland told investigators, this is from one of the media reports, Rowland told investigators that the recent time change had, quote, really messed me up, unquote, and that he was on edge because of interactions he had and his wife, that he and his wife previously had with members of the community. And then he really put his foot into it. I've been doing this job for 36 years. I've had drunk Indians drive down my cul-de-sac. I've had drunk Indians come to my door. I live just off the reservation. We have a lot of reservation people around us who are not good people. You can imagine, given the fact that this is 2020, this is still 2021? Yeah, I think it is. You can imagine how well that went over. So, of course, the local tribe, which I think is Shoshone, tribe spokesman said, you know, he should really shut up and resign. And he's
not going to do that. He's been doing this for 36 freaking years.
Yeah, well, he's about to be tried and for two felonies. He's charged with aggravated battery, aggravated assault, and a misdemeanor count of exhibition or deadly use of a weapon.
Now, let me ask you a question about this. Are they taking it? And now he has a Ring doorbell, so he identified these people in the truck in the dark, right? Because it was because of the daylight savings time change. He saw into their truck in the dark and said, "These are the people that were at my Ring doorbell that left the stupid thing with the turkey and the handprints all over it with the thanks on it." That's freaking BS. And that's his premise.
Yeah, I mean, these girls weren't leaving flaming bags of dog poop on people's lawns.
How old are these girls?
I think the story said they were between 13 and 16. These weren't they weren't little grade schoolers. You know, they were girls. They were minor girls. And this was a church group. This was not, you know, some sleepover going out and terrorizing a neighborhood. And they were putting up thank you notes on people's doors, which he clearly saw. The Ring video had recorded him reading the note and then saying, "Get my gun." What it is that set him off, I'm not really clear. But, you know, remember, as we're told all the time by our friends in the civilian disarmament industry, only police and the military have the training and the expertise to competently and safely handle firearms.
Sure.
So remember this little story the next time. One of our anti-gun friends.
I never believe that anyway. I get to shoot more often than most police do. Even with the limited ammo that's out there today, I get to shoot more than most police do because I haven't been defunded. You know, I don't have to worry about their budget that's been defunded. So, there's a few out there that might shoot more than me, but not too many. So I have no doubt in my former military mind that I would be a much calmer cucumber, as probably you. If somebody sends me one of those things, I'd be like stopping them going, "Hey, that was lovely. Thanks very much. Merry Christmas to you. Off you go now." Instead of getting out there going, "I will freaking shoot ya. I'll need you."
Yeah. There's a reason that Heinlein said an armed society is a polite society.
Yeah, yeah.
99% of the time, that's true. People who are armed tend to be more law-abiding, and this has been proven statistically in terms of arrest records and all that.
Let's discuss that when we get back, because this is a beautiful point to make. It is a beautiful point to make. Case in point, especially with this smiling Jack, rotund Sheriff Rowland. TruthAboutGuns.com, most prolific website on the web when it comes to the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As gas prices continue to edge downward, President Biden says, "I did that." The president touting his administration's response to rising gas prices over the summer.
I work with international partners to coordinate the release of oil from our oil reserves and theirs. Now, Gas prices are coming down, more than 10 cents a gallon nationally.
Republicans have criticized President Biden's decisions to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline and reverse many of former President Donald Trump's policies aimed at keeping oil production in the United States and keeping us energy independent. New data says the U.S. population grew at the slowest rate in history this year, the population only growing by 1% from July 2020 to July 2021. This is USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump says he was very appreciative and surprised by President Biden's public praise for the Trump administration's rapid development of coronavirus vaccines. The former president also telling Fox News he thinks Biden's praise was a terrific thing and that it makes a lot of people happy. A Michigan appeals court is overturning the conviction of a former Michigan State University gymnastics coach.
Former Michigan State University coach Kathy Klagas went to jail for lying about her knowledge of sexual abuse complaints against Larry Nassar as far back as the 1990s. The appeals court judges did not determine that Kathy Klagas told the truth to investigators, but rather that her interviews were not crucial in a state investigation of how the university responded to allegations about Nassar. Klagas' attorney said she has, quote, finally been vindicated. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, we were just, I was talking with Dan Zimmerman, and we were just talking about how armed citizens are the most law-abiding people. And I've seen some people that are concealed carriers go off the reservation. I saw some video of some woman jumping out of a minivan with a Glock 43 drawn, like, what are you going to do? You want some? You want some? You know, and yeah, it does happen, but it doesn't happen often compared to police officers who get all kinds of jacked up and then just sort of lose their mind.
Exactly. Look, we have roughly 100 million gun owners in this country. When you have 100 million gun owners in this country, statistically, someone is going to do something stupid. That's going to happen with in every cohort, in every group, whatever you're talking about. This could be, these are people who own cars. We've got how many hundreds of millions of car of people driving every day. Some people do stupid things. You got an NFL player decided to drive 150 miles in Las Vegas and kill people. some people. That does not negate, that doesn't mean that we should not have the ability, it's a privilege, to drive. It doesn't mean people shouldn't be able to have the freedom to own cars and drive cars and have the and enjoy the freedoms that that gives us. Likewise, we have a constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms. 100 million people in this country do just that, because some people, a very small minority, do stupid things. And while some criminals shoot and kill themselves, other criminals, and sometimes innocent people, that does not negate the right of the rest of us to protect own guns for recreation, for hunting, for competition, for sport, and for self-defense. And you're right. The statistics we've seen are, as groups, gun owners, I think the studies I saw specifically were concealed carry permit holders, are more law-abiding than police as a group in terms of percentage. I think there were about half as many concealed carriers were convicted of a crime as were police officers. And I'm not, that's not to say that police officers are all corrupt or anything like that. When you have as many police officers as we have in this country, you're going to have some bad apples. They're going to do some stupid things too. These things happen. But gun owners as a whole are a law-abiding lot. If gun owners were as dangerous as the gun control industry claims we are, with 100 million of us, with 400 or 500 million guns owned in this country, we would have a lot bigger problems with quote-unquote gun violence, people getting shot, than we do. It is a... So when you look at how many gun owners there are, how many guns there are, and how many people are killed every year, particularly as a result of crime, it's a tiny statistical amount. It doesn't mean any of those are a good thing. They're all tragic. But gun ownership is a safe endeavor, and it's a constitutionally protected endeavor for a reason.
Well, you know, I make this argument all the time. When you look, if you take everything and break it down scientifically, if you take out the suicides, if you take out the gang violence, and you look at the real murder, she wrote kind of murders that occur, homicides that occur, what is it? It's probably between 2,700 and 3,000 something.
Right.
It's that high. And exactly. That's 2,700 or 3,000, what some odd, too many, no doubt about it. But in a country of 330 million plus people, and I'll go with your numbers and say 500 million guns, and you want to split the difference with me and say 125 million gun owners?
Fine.
That's incredible. And then if you follow John Lott, you look at it and you realize most of that we just talked about, most of that... where everything happens, if we were to find a way to isolate that and eliminate that, we would be, we're still the class act of the world when it comes
absolutely.
To that.
Absolutely.
And
look, nothing is risk-free. If
nope.
you're going to have houses with swimming pools, people are going to drown.
Yep.
Kids are going to jump fences, go swimming, and a kid's going to drown. A little baby, you know, a little toddler is going to get away from his parents, and a tragedy is going to happen. These things happen. Life has risks, and we balance the risk versus the reward. The other side of the gun discussion that is of those people that are killed that's never discussed by our friends in the gun control industry is the people who are saved by gun ownership. The anywhere from 60,000 to 2.5 million, depending on who's doing the counting. Defensive gun uses that happen every year, robberies, rapes, murders, assaults that are prevented. Why? Because people had the ability to defend themselves and protect themselves.
Yeah. I mean, it would be nice if man had somehow advanced to the part where we're like, Oh, you know, if every single one of us stood up and looked at the sky and said, we should do what we can to enrich each other's lives. We're here on this rock together. But we don't. We never have. Probably not going to anytime soon. I don't know what it's going to take for that to actually be a thing.
No. And people are tribal animals. That means that we're territorial and we're subject to all kinds of impulses that have affected us for millennia since we crawled out of the ocean. That means there's some people are going to do some stupid things. Most of us have learned to not do stupid things. Most of us have learned that we can have the tools to defend ourselves and protect our family and all that, and do so responsibly. Not everybody's going to do it. Sometimes you're going to get an idiot in Idaho who's going to fly off the handle for some reason nobody knows and do something stupid with a gun. Fortunately, nobody was hurt in that situation. But
yeah, but this is the thing about these guys, though. This is the thing about these guys. I talked about this the other day. Being a cop is not like being anything else. You take an oath. You take an oath to protect the Constitution, and to, you know, when you're protecting the Constitution, that means what goes along with that is the rights codified by the Constitution. And these guys have gotten away from that. In a lot of places, they've gotten away from that. A lot of these guys, and I'm not, you know what, we'll talk about this in the next segment if you want, and we'll get on to something else before we finish the hour. But the truth about guns.com. Now, see, the beauty of this is if you are a proponent and go there and you're out there and you're trying to find ways to argue certain points of view that you may have in a debate, in a political race, whatever it may be, this is where you find the points. This is where all of this begins. And it's right there, thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
To give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, we've opened up this talking about stats and all these other things. You want to continue with that, or shall we look for something else? I know we said some other things, but what do you want to do?
Dealer's choice, you know, whatever strikes your fancy.
Well, so let's talk about how my views about gun violence prevention changed. I don't know who this is. Let's see. It's at the bottom. His name is Mark Preston. What is Mark Preston's claim to fame? Was he an anti-gunner at one point or what?
I don't know that he was anti-gun, but he grew up in a home with guns that they were, you know, mostly there for. He grew up on land, and you know they had just because you know for critter control and that kind of thing. And they moved to a city, didn't have them, and he lived in some dangerous areas, so he got a .38. But after John Lennon was shot, he remembers watching Monday Night Football, you know, when Howard Cosell announced that John Lennon had been shot and killed. And he immediately went out. He was living in L.A. at the time. Got himself a petition, you know, for handgun control. Then he was living in somewhere in New Mexico. And met a woman who, you know, whose job it was, took her all over New Mexico and some rural areas, things like that. And she was chased by a couple of pickup trucks full of guys who had bad intent until she produced a gun that change your mind. Kind of exactly what we were talking about before. You know, that was a defensive gun use, and like 90%+ of all defensive gun uses, it didn't involve pulling a trigger. It didn't go bang. Just presenting the gun in a threatening situation dissuaded her attackers from doing anything more. Anyway, that changed his mind and made him, it impressed upon him the need for people to be able to have the means to protect themselves, especially, you know, this woman who's on her own in a car and, you know, sometimes sketchy areas. And, you know, how is somebody like that going to defend themselves if they're not allowed to carry a tool that you know, evens the odds in a situation like that? Her against, you know, two pickup trucks full of guys, you know, how else could she have possibly defended herself? Anyways, it's worth a read if your listeners want to click over and read. It's always good to hear stories of people who used to be anti-gun and eventually came to see the light.
Right. Well, he has one statement in there. If Democrats' accusations about Republican extremism were true, is this him saying that he now realizes that, I mean, I don't see the Republicans as extreme on the Second Amendment. Most of them are actually sort of lukewarm, in my opinion.
Well, I think what he's saying is kind of what I was saying in an earlier segment. It's along the same lines. If what the anti-gunners say is true, you know, you've got all these gun owners in this country, and we have more guns than people in this country, and it's such a dangerous situation, and, you know, it's virtually a budding insurrection, and you've got dangerous people leaving guns all over the place for people to get their hands on, and you know, parking lot confrontations, you know, turning into gunfire and that kind of thing. If a fraction of what they say about gun ownership in this country were true, we would have blood running in the streets. But what he's saying in here is that none of that is true. It's all an exaggeration meant to justify passing what they call common sense gun control in order to further chip away at Second Amendment rights.
Another leftist gets mugged. Is that a good way to put it?
Kind of, yeah. Although it wasn't him, it was a friend of his, you know, who almost got mugged or worse.
Right.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I like it when that kind of evolution occurs and the lights go on anyway. I always like that.
Yeah, it's always gratifying. It's nice when you see that happen. And maybe it's just the people I talk to, so maybe it's certainly not a scientific sample, but I don't hear many people going the other way. I hear a lot of people who are gun rights supporters all of a sudden saying, you know what? This is crazy. Why do I own all these guns? Why do I need the ability to defend myself or my home or my family, the firearm? This is all wrong. I'm going to give up all my guns and work to pass limits on gun ownership and universal background checks and assault weapons bans and all that. I've been wrong about supporting gun rights all my life. That rarely happens.
No.
But when you take somebody who is an anti-gunner or has been iffy about gun ownership and hasn't done much, and you get them to the range and you get them talking to people who own guns and let them shoot, you know, and teach them how to shoot correctly and that kind of thing, a lot of times things go the other way.
Well, before we run out of time, we got about I tell you what, instead of doing that, let me do this. So, Dan Zimmerman, for I don't know how many years now, he is day in and day out, every Monday when I have sent him the text, are you ready for today? In most cases, 9 times out of 10, except when he's on the road, which is completely understandable, he has said yes, and he has brought the truth about guns to you on a regular basis. And I want to tell you, I appreciate that. You know what I got from the Second Amendment Foundation? I already told you that, right?
I don't think so. What did you get?
Oh, well, what I was going to say is one of the reasons I got that is because of the content that I get from people that come on the show. I was awarded the Defender of Liberty for 2021 by the Second Amendment.
Oh, congratulations. I had not heard. Very good.
So, and a part of that is my choices on who to bring on, I believe. I mean, if I have to point the finger at anything, it has very little to do with me. I'm just the frame. And I try to bring the people that are either putting the news out there, which you're the one catching more news than anybody I know, and you're the one getting it out there in a expeditiously fast manner. And I thoroughly, one, I appreciate it, and two, I appreciate you bringing the stuff you have brought, the stuff that you have done every Monday, all the times you've shifted for me, all the times that you have, you know, been there and been that voice. I really like the not the debates, but where we take the article and we sort of step away from that. We should probably start a show.
Well, it's always my pleasure, and I'm glad I could play a tiny part in you being awarded the Defender of Freedom.
I don't know how tiny it was. It might have been a little more substantial than you think. I didn't get a citation, though, going, you get this because you know Dan Zimmerman.
I don't think that's what tipped the scale.
No, but in any event, I want to thank you for supporting Lock and Load, and, you know, please continue to do so, because I would sorely miss it if you quit.
Well, it's my pleasure, and just want to wish you and all your listeners Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The same to you and the band of writers at thetruthaboutguns.com. Coming up next, I've got a lever gun, and I don't know what to do with it, and somebody's going to tell me, in addition to a few other things. Ryan Miller joins us. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.